All right, so we're back with my very first guest and her very first appearance on live radio, designer Cher, founder and CEO Sarah Perkins. How are you doing today, Sarah?
Hey, Sean. I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. So funny story, Sarah told me right before we came back live was that she also went to J school. And it just goes to show how many people filter into the tech scene and bubble at some point. So let's jump back and hear, how did you end up out of J school and into designer Cher?
Sure, absolutely. So I've always loved fashion growing up. And my parents would joke that I have expensive taste, and I would correct them and say I have exquisite taste. So really, I've always had a fascination with it. And I've always loved writing, too, and publishing. So I decided to go get my marketing degree at Santa Clara University in California, thinking no one would hire an English major. And then I had my first editorial job out of college. It wasn't the right fit, so I decided to get my master's degree in journalism at DePaul. Just received that in 2015, and during that time, I was writing for Modern Luxury, which is still one of my favorite lifestyle publication brands here in Chicago and beyond. And then I was one of the editors for Wear Chicago magazine up until this past September. So during all of this, my very good family friend, Bill Meyer, who was also my co-founder, started talking to me about this idea, the very bare bones of designer Cher. So taking the sharing economy and applying it to clothing, since he saw that food was covered, transportation, shelter, what else do people need? And so I said this was something I was doing for free with my girlfriends all the time in college. And he saw that Rent the Runway does well. And I said, I think we can do a better business model version of that. So we became incorporated at the end of 2015, started working on this once or twice a week. And last summer realized, you know, if we really want this to take off the way that it's starting to now, we have to commit full time. So September 1st, I quit my editorial job and started working out at 1871 at the Merchandise Mart every day.
All right. So let's describe to our listeners what Designer Cher actually does.
Sure. So we are the first truly peer-to-peer marketplace for women to rent their designer clothing and accessories to one another. So what we mean by this is that Designer Cher doesn't own any of the shareable inventory that's listed on our site. That's all in your closets. You get to be the entrepreneur from home with these pieces that are originally worth $200 and up. They're great designers in good condition, authentic. Or you can rent from another woman here in the Chicagoland area and do that for a week or two at a fraction of the price. Our entire mission is to make women look and feel great on a regular basis so that they can take on their goals.
Okay. So have you gotten any feedback or heard anything from these designers? Are they on the same page? Like, is there any sort of restriction from other companies that say, like, hey, I don't know if I'm comfortable with you building a business model around this?
You know, I haven't heard anything in terms of negative feedback yet from the designers. When I was first doing research, I was reaching out to independent designers to see if they would put up their pieces before selling, and they knew that that would kind of diminish the quality or at least the original retail price for them. However, in terms of overstock, consigned pieces, things that are already a past season, that's been totally accepted. And I just met Maria Pinto the other day, which is a great local designer. Michelle Obama loves her. And she seemed excited that she heard that a few of her own pieces from someone's closet are being rented on our site. So it's extra exposure for them.
That's good. So I'm a knucklehead when it comes to women's fashion. So help me understand what kind of situations a person might be in where they say to themselves, man, I need designer Cher.
I think that we're trying to become more of a lifestyle brand than anything. So I think most people think, well, I'll use you for special occasions or that black tie event that I'm going to once a year. However, you know, besides the gowns that we do have on the site, we also have shoes, handbags, separates, more everyday wear that can make you feel really amazing. And so some of the occasions that we've been pushing include, you know, that job interview or a huge presentation where you're landing your client, going to a friend's wedding, different showers, especially during the summer. You've always got a baby shower, an engagement party, things like that. And even little things like girls' trips, brunch with your friends. And my personal favorite is when you know you're going to see your ex-boyfriend for the first time and you want to look really good. And it's those moments that you just need that extra boost of confidence. And despite, you know, growing up, I think our parents always told us, don't judge a book by its cover. There is that correlation between looking and feeling great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine on a psychological level that this can be very helpful for a lot of people. I want to bring up how we were introduced. I first saw you, of all places, at the auto show, which there was a women in tech event there. And we interviewed you, not about designer share. We interviewed you about your thoughts on women in the auto industry, which might have not been very fair, but that's how I got introduced to designer share. But what stood out to me and why I'm bringing it up was I saw you hustle. I saw you running around that room, shaking hands, meeting people. So I was hoping you could talk a little bit about the experience of building a network in Chicago through designer share and how you've built a presence here.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So basically every day I'm hustling. Just to, you know, steal a little quote right there.
Oh, yeah.
And in terms of networking and really getting the word out there, our ultimate goal is to become a household name, a verb. So we've even heard a few friends say, like, did you designer share that? And so that's kind of the ultimate thing to hear from someone. In terms of my networking, a rule that I like to tell myself, not only to keep things in balance, but basically if I'm at home, nothing's happening. So if I'm going home and just sitting on my couch, which is needed every now and then, most of the time I'm going to different events and I make sure they're very targeted. So not just general networking events. I make sure that I'm going to either woman focused, fashion focused, or startup, you know, investor tech focused. And that, you know, way I'm spending a few hours after work continuing to work and spread the word, but I'm also meeting people that we can learn to collaborate with, because I think the biggest rule in business is to pay it forward, you know, not get too greedy and make sure that you're always giving back to others. And the more that you can partner up and do things together, the better.
Mm-hmm. So how do you stay motivated to continue networking and not let couch time start to outshine work time?
Couch time really, you know, it calls to me.
It's necessary.
Pizza
I agree.
Time calls to me.
Absolutely.
However, this fuels me every single day. This is my passion. I was talking to my mom the other month, and she said, do you ever feel like all of your skills and things you've been interested in, they've led up to this? And I think truly this is it. And so doing something that furthers women with also interests of mine, collaborating all together is what gets me up every single day at 6 o'clock. And I tend to wake up, work out, and then start working right away. And, you know, getting to that networking event afterwards is just an added bonus. Knowing that I can meet new people and help each other out is great. And it's also about knowing your limits and kind of feeling the room too. So if it's really something that's not clicking, I tend to leave early.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm usually the first one to leave a party, but that's just because I'm kind of a grandma and I like to go home and sleep.
Was that the case at the Technori Showcase? It should be mentioned that Sarah was on our stage last Tuesday. She closed out the show. She was the last presenter at the Technori Showcase. So what did you think of that experience?
I think it was fantastic. I love pitching. This was a great opportunity to get in front of a new room of people and to get to hear about other businesses around me. So I had known Kim already from Stand-In. I had met Bob through 1871 as well. So it's really encouraging to be able to support one another.
Absolutely. So designer share is not going around it's not going away anytime soon. So where can our listeners learn more about designer share?
Well, they can head to our site at designershare.com, and we're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
All right, Sarah Perkins, thank you so much.
Thank you.